Welcome to episode 981 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Our search for Jesus in every book of the Bible goes back more than 500 days, to last April 2024. We are now in the 55th book of the Bible, the 16th book of the New Testament, the second epistle to Timothy, missionary, evangelist, church leader, teacher, and preacher. Paul writes the book of 2 Timothy around AD 66 to 67, during his second imprisonment in Rome. At this time, Paul was imprisoned in a cold, harsh Roman dungeon, awaiting execution under the persecution of Emperor Nero. This imprisonment was much more severe than his first. Paul was now treated as a criminal and had been largely abandoned by many of his associates, with only a few close companions remaining by his side. He also was deprived of freedom of movement. Timothy, to whom the letter was addressed, was in Ephesus, serving as a pastor and leader of the church there. As a young church leader, Timothy was dealing with significant challenges, including false teachings, division within the church, and external persecution. Paul, aware of these difficulties, wrote this letter to encourage Timothy to remain steadfast in his faith and ministry. The context of 2 Timothy is one of urgency and finality. Paul, sensing that his time is short, writes this letter as a sort of farewell message, imparting his final instructions, encouragement, and warnings. He urges Timothy to continue preaching the gospel boldly, to guard the truth against false doctrines, to endure suffering for the sake of Christ, and to pass on the teachings to faithful men who would, in turn, teach others. Paul's tone throughout the letter is one of deep personal reflection, strong encouragement, and unfaltering commitment to the mission of the gospel, even in the face of imminent death. Between the writing of 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy, several significant events occurred in Paul's life. Paul continued his missionary work, likely traveling to several regions, including Macedonia, and possibly even Spain, as he had expressed a desire to do so earlier in his ministry. It appears he made another visit to Ephesus, where Timothy was stationed. Paul's circumstances took a drastic turn between the two letters. While 1 Timothy was written during a time of relative freedom after Paul's first Roman imprisonment, around AD 62 to 64, 2 Timothy was written during his second imprisonment in Rome, around AD 66 to 67. This second imprisonment was under much harsher conditions. Paul was now in a Roman dungeon, likely in chains, awaiting execution under Emperor Nero's severe persecution of Christians. It is unclear whether Paul and Timothy saw each other in person between the writing of the two letters. The New Testament does not specifically record a meeting between them in this period. However, in 2 Timothy 1:4, Paul expresses a deep longing to see Timothy, which suggests they may not have seen each other for some time. Paul urges Timothy to come to him quickly before winter, indicating he desires to see Timothy once more before his death, but it remains uncertain whether Timothy reached Paul in Rome before the apostle's execution. While there is no conclusive evidence Paul and Timothy met between the two letters, Paul's writings suggest a close bond and ongoing communication between them, with Paul's second letter serving as both an urgent appeal and a farewell. Some sources indicate Paul may have been arrested while in Asia Minor, possibly in Troas, where he left behind his cloak, books, and parchments. The exact reason for his arrest is not fully known, but it is widely thought to be directly related to his prominent role as a leader in the early Christian church, which had become increasingly viewed as a subversive and dangerous movement under Nero's reign. During his first imprisonment, Paul was under house arrest, able to receive visitors and write letters, with a relatively favorable level of freedom. By the time of his second imprisonment, Nero's attitude toward Christians had dramatically shifted, leading to a brutal crackdown on the Christian community. This change was largely influenced by the Great Fire of Rome in AD 64, for which Nero blamed Christians, leading to widespread persecution. Under this more severe persecution, Paul was treated as a criminal, likely confined to the Mamertine prison in Rome, and had limited contact with the outside world. The prison consisted of two main levels. The upper chamber, the carcer, was a holding cell where prisoners could receive visitors or await trial. Below it was the Tullianum, a dark, damp, underground chamber with no natural light or ventilation. Prisoners were often lowered into this lower dungeon through a hole in the floor of the upper level. The conditions were harsh and unsanitary, with limited space and poor air quality. Water seeped through the walls, making it perpetually damp and cold. The Mamertine prison was infamous for its brutal conditions. Prisoners were often shackled to walls or confined in chains, and there was little to no provision for food, sanitation, or basic human needs. Disease, starvation, and death were common. The Tullianum, in particular, was a place of extreme discomfort and suffering, where many prisoners were held in near total darkness. Executions often took place directly in the lower chamber. Prisoners were sometimes strangled, starved, or even thrown into the Tiber River through a drain that ran beneath the prison. The Mamertine was primarily used for political prisoners. Under Nero, the prison was filled with Christians and other perceived enemies of the state, held in cruel and inhumane conditions before their execution. Besides Paul, Peter was also held there. Paul's second imprisonment in Rome is believed to have lasted for a relatively short period, perhaps a year or less before his execution. 2 Timothy is believed to have been the last letter he wrote. According to tradition, Paul was eventually condemned to death and executed by beheading, a punishment considered appropriate for a Roman citizen. His martyrdom likely occurred around AD 67, during one of the peaks of Nero's persecution against Christians. As we reflect on the book of 2 Timothy, we find the Apostle Paul at a critical and challenging juncture in his life. Gone are the relative comforts of house arrest that marked his first imprisonment. Paul now finds himself confined to a cold, harsh Roman dungeon. The conditions are brutal, dark, damp, and filled with the stench of decay, a place where death looms over every prisoner. Yet, it is in this place of suffering and near isolation that Paul pens one of his most profound and personal letters. A letter filled with urgency, finality, and resolute faith. Even in dire conditions on death row, Paul's concern is not for himself but for Timothy, his beloved son in the faith. Paul urges the younger man to remain steadfast, to hold firm to the truth, and to continue preaching the gospel, regardless of the trials that may come. This letter serves as both a heartfelt farewell and a final charge to a young leader facing his own set of challenges in Ephesus. In 2 Timothy, we see a portrait of Paul that is both deeply human and profoundly spiritual. Despite his suffering, he writes with a tone of hope and determination, encouraging Timothy to keep the faith and to endure hardships as a good soldier of Christ. Paul knows that his time is short, yet he is confident in the purpose and calling that God has given him. His words remind us that the Christian life is not one of comfort, but of sacrifice, perseverance, and trust in God's promises. Even in the darkness of the Mamertine prison, Paul demonstrates that our circumstances do not define us. It is our faith, our commitment to the gospel, and our reliance on God's grace that truly matter. As we read Paul's final words, we are invited to share in his legacy, to fight the good fight, to finish the race, and to keep the faith, trusting that the Lord will deliver us. Paul's example challenges us to remain steadfast in our faith, even in the most challenging circumstances. Reflect on your own life. Are there areas where you are struggling to remain faithful or endure hardship? How can Paul's example inspire you to persevere? Timothy was a young leader facing significant challenges in his church. Consider how you can support and encourage leaders in your church or community who may be facing their own trials. How can you be a source of strength and encouragement, just as Paul was for Timothy? Despite his suffering, Paul kept his eyes on the eternal prize. How often do you focus on the temporary difficulties of life, rather than the eternal glory promised to those who remain faithful? Pray for a heart that remains focused on eternity, trusting that God's purposes are being fulfilled, even in times of trial. In 2 Timothy, we witness Paul's unwavering faith and dedication to his calling, even in the face of suffering and imminent death. His final letter, sent to someone who was like a son to him, serves as both a farewell and a powerful charge to remain steadfast in faith, to preach the gospel boldly, and to endure hardships with courage and perseverance. As we reflect on Paul's example, may we be inspired to live with the same conviction, holding fast to the truth, trusting in God's promises, and encouraging one another in our walk with Christ. Father, we thank you for the example of your servant Paul, who stood firm in his faith despite persecution and suffering. Strengthen us, Lord, to remain steadfast in our own journeys, to support and encourage one another, and to keep our eyes fixed on the eternal hope we have in you. May our lives reflect your love, grace, and truth, even in the midst of trials. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest, today.